Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Endelig løsnette for Liverpool igjen med seier I Champions League. Velkommen til pausepraten onsdag 17. februar ved Arve Vassbotten. Etter en tung periode for Liverpool var det en lettet Jürgen Klopp som møtte pressen etter 2-0-seieren mot RB Leipzig I den første kampen I åttendelsfinalen I Champions League. Her et utdrag av det Klopp hadde å si etter seieren.
Very, very pleased with the performance, obviously. There was a game where you don't expect big advantages for one or the other team because of the nature of both teams, because both are really good organized, both defend really well, both are used to cause the opposition side problems in the way they want to build the game. I thought that worked slightly better out for us tonight. The boys did play a really good game, a really good game. Deserved the win, I think. Look, we are not children anymore, so that we now think, okay, we won that game and now everything is fine again. So for me, it's much more important that we played again good football. Again, not the first time in the last few weeks. I understand that and respect that 100%, that nobody's really happy with the results, that's clear. But the football we played, dominating City in a way that happened not often, same against Leicester, happened not often, stuff like this, we should not forget that. But tonight the results were there. So we kept a clean sheet, we scored 2 goals, we forced the opponent to make the mistakes we made pretty much in the last few weeks, that's clear. Worked really hard, the boys did again, top individual performances, but especially how we really worked together and put all that stuff together. Because if you would watch Leipzig more often, you would really know their game can look completely different to tonight. So just, they cause you problems. We had no idea, we saw the lineup and we had no idea which system they play. We had just no idea. It's because you can, with these players on the pitch, they could have played, I think, 6 or 7 different systems and played them already. Not only they could, they played them in moments. And whatever they tried tonight, we had an answer.
Curtis Jones ble kåret til Liverpools beste I kampen på spillebørsen på Liverpool.no, og unggutten som for alvor presenterte seg for fansen for bare litt over et år siden, fikk 9 på børsen. Det fikk også målskårerne Sadio Mané og Mohamed Salah. Med åpningsmålet mot Leipzig skåret Salah sitt 24. mål for sesongen I alle turneringer I det som var kamp nummer 34. Dermed har han allerede passert antallet fra forrige sesong. Liverpool har de siste kampene vært I dårlig form, men Salah har ikke sluttet å levere. 7 mål på de siste 7 kampene I alle turneringer fasiten. Totalt står han med 17 mål I Premier League, 3 foran nestemann. I tillegg har han skåret 3 mål I FA-cupen og 4 I Champions League. Totalt for klubben har han nå 118 mål på 186 kamper. Tirsdagens mål førte egypteren opp på delt 13. Plass over de med flest antall mål for Liverpool, likt med Ian St. John. Opp til topp 10 det bare 12 skåringer. En kuriositet da startoppstillingen kom var at det var flere skausere på Liverpools lag enn tyskere I startoppstillingen til RB Leipzig. Liverpool hadde Trent Alexander-Arnold på høyre bekken og Curtis Jones på midtbanen, mens Lukas Klostermann faktisk var den eneste tyskeren I Bundesliga-klubbens startelver. Jones fikk også en assist da han slo den lange ballen I bakrommet som Mané satte I mål. Liverpools utlånte angriper Harry Wilson ga Cardiff ledelsen I kampen mot Luton I går kveld. Wilson skrudde ballen I mål med venstrefoten fra 25 meter. Cardiff vant til slutt 2-0 på bortebane. Liverpool slapp inn mål på et frispark på overtid I U18-kampen mot Blackburn og tapte dermed kampen 1-0. Evertons toppskårer Dominic Calvert-Lewin sliter med en hamstringskade og ikke aktuell til blåtrøyenes kamp mot Manchester City onsdag kveld. Men han kan rekke helgens byderby mot Liverpool på Anfield. Marseilles midtstopper Seleta Kar bekrefter at Liverpool tok kontakt om en overgang I januar. Jeg fikk et tilbud fra Liverpool, det var en ære at en så stor klubb ønsket meg, men vi ble sammen med klubben enige om at det skulle bli. Marseille også en stor klubb, og jeg kan forbedre meg mye her, uttaler kroaten. Liverpool prøvde seg på 24-åringen på Transfer Deadline Day, men Marseille klarte ikke å finne en erstatter I tide. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Support Club Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.